sitting very comfortably, I'd like for you to just sit back and feel the cross symbol in your body. And if you haven't worked with me before, I always work with the cross symbol. It has nothing to do with religion. It stands for conscious man, and it connects. One bar goes in your spinal column from the bottom, from your tailbone up to your head, which is the line that connects you with the earth and the universe. And the other line goes over your shoulders, which basically connects you with humanity. And every time you think of that cross symbol, what it does, it aligns all your chakras, it strengthens your spinal column, and we are going to focus bringing it to the back of your body, because energetically what I've been taught is that if you're in the back of your body, you can teach your body to observe more instead of being drawn into it. My teacher always used to say, if you're in it, it's a drama. When you witness it, it's a comedy. And that's where we need to be in this time, is to be more in that witness, to be more in that observative state. So what I'd like for you to do now is to visualize a cross symbol opening up, and whether you think it, feel it, it doesn't matter, whatever works best for you. So I want you to think or feel that cross symbol opening up from your tailbone along your spinal column all to the top of your head and then over your shoulders. And I want you to look at what material this is made of. So I want you to look at, is this gold, is this silver, is this wood? Just the first material that comes to mind or that you feel. And I want you to really sink deeply into that. And even though you open it up initially in the front and the back of your body and giving you that embodiment feeling, I want you to draw it now into the back of your body so you can feel almost like it is supporting you in the back of the body. You can just lean against it and it's got your back. And just know that the cross symbol really has a very supportive and loving feeling. I want you to feel that it has your back in this moment and it loves you and it supports you. So being in this very deep, beautiful state in the cross symbol, I want you to look now. I don't know what color or what material it was made of, but I want you to play with it today a little bit. So I want you to now change it to a solid golden cross symbol. If it was that already, just emphasize it, make it even more solid, more gold. I want you to run that gold from the tailbone all up to your head and over your shoulders. And I want you to really feel that golden energy. And I want you to feel, how does it feel different if you had a different material before from the one that you had before? Is it giving you more strength or more energy? Or was the other one a little bit better? Because of quite a few people have asked for energy or for some focus or for feeling active, changing your cross symbol up to either gold or crystal is a very uplifting and high energy. So that's what I would like for you to do as well, is to just change it now from the golden cross symbol. So we're just opening up that cross symbol. What I'd like for you to do is to now open it up to pure crystal, completely crystal. And now having that complete beautiful crystalline cross symbol, feel that difference, like make it maybe bright white. Some people will see different colors, but I want you to really fall backwards into it and feel the high frequency of it. And then again, feel the difference between the first one you had, the second and the third one. So we first had whatever material came up for you first, then we had the gold and then the crystal. Now feeling those different energies, I want you to almost look at those. So if the first one wasn't wood, you can also try a wooden cross symbol. So you can really connect like almost like a bark of a tree, and we will work with the tree energy in a minute. So I want you to change it also to wood and feel the strength of that wooden earthy energy. And if you can choose now, if you would have three crosses standing in front of you, one is a wooden one, one is a golden one, one is a crystalline one, I want you to just in intuitively from your heart, just pick the one that is meant to be working with you today. So just step into the one that you think, yes, this is my one for today. I want you to step into it, lock it into your spinal column, opening up that back of your body, strengthening your immune system. And also, like I always say, it opens up your vitality in your spinal column, because that's where the Eastern medicine thinks your vitality lives. And that slamming that cross symbol into your body, and then the first message that this cross symbol has for you, the first message that comes with it, what will it give you in the next week? So just really take that in. And once you've really taken that in, I'd like for you to deeply now start to dig in the cross symbol, your favorite cross symbol, into the earth, like we always do with my meditations, to ground you, to connect you with Mother Earth, especially in this time. And you dig in as deep as feels good to you. Some people will go a meter, some people will go 3 meters. Wherever you go, you just really dig it in deep, deep, deep. And then you drink in all the vitamins and the minerals of Mother Earth deeply, like a straw, into your spinal column, into your beautiful cross symbol. And immediately from there, it will flow into your body, into your lungs, into your tummy, into your legs, into your arms. And already your body starts to gain more energy from this, because whatever lack you might have in your body in vitamins, minerals, energy, the earth is now replenishing it for you. So you drink it in, and every cell in your body, like a sponge, is drinking it in. So drink that energy in. With each breath, drink it in. Beautiful. Now, whilst the energy of the earth is helping you drinking it in, at the same time, I want you to extend that cross symbol into the universe. I want you to go as far and as high your subconscious allows you to. Let's say that you're going back to the source where you belong from, the connection or the higher self that you really resonate with. It doesn't matter what you believe in, it will bring you back to your soul connection. The moment you hook into that point, whether it's again a few meters above your head or whether it's way in the universe, the moment you hook in, there are buckets of high frequency love and light come into your body. And it rinses away all those clutter, those lethargic, those unfocused thoughts just out of your brain. And all those worries and fears and restlessness, just feel the waterfall now go deeply into your throat, into your lungs, into your arms, into your legs. And whatever doesn't serve your body, let it go out of your fingertips and your toes. And then you bring these two sources from the universe and from the earth together. You bring them together in your heart chakra. And the energy is gathering, gathering, gathering until it starts to push itself outwards, frontwards, backwards, sidewards, like this big sun is kind of opening up in you. And when you open that energy upwards and outwards, it will become as big as your arms can stretch out, as big as your auric field. You can really, really extend it. And I want you to really feel that energy go out. Now you can feel that you're in this kind of bubble. You can seal it with a transparent layer, but you know that this is your bubble of your frequency. We're already raising it. We're already bringing you to a higher state. Now from this beautiful energy, I'm going to let you open up. Either if you've worked with me with dragons, we're going to open up the green dragon. But if you haven't worked with the dragon with me, don't worry. You can just open up the color green or whatever works good for you. It could be an angel, it could be a guardian, celestial being, whatever it is. If you like practicality, a color will be fine. So open up that energy for you and immediately you feel it merge with you. It's got a very high frequency. It loves you a lot and you can feel it merge with your cross symbol, with your face, with your arms, with your legs, your lungs. And just pretend that it has wings, as if it is an angel. And I want you to really fall into this green energy. Green energy is the color of the heart chakra. It's the color of nature. It's the color of oxygen. It's the color of vitality. And I want you to drink in that deep, lush green feeling. Now this dream, deep, deep green feeling that you're drinking in every part of your body. I want you to now feel, and that's what we're going to play with today. We're going to play with the elements today because you need to be balanced in this time. And to be balanced, you know, there's nothing more powerful than nature and elements to do that. So let's start with the element of earth. I want you to, with this green energy, just go deep into your fantasy and into your feeling. Transform it into a huge tree. Now, whatever tree comes up, it might be a huge oak tree or a palm tree, whatever tree comes up, just make sure that you feel the roots go into the earth. I want you to become that tree as much as you can, like you feel the big stem and then the tiny little branches go out. You might have little leaves there or big leaves. And I might want you to go deeply into that fantasy of feeling even little insects and animals in your tree, birds maybe, butterflies. I want you to become aware of grounding yourself in that tree and feeling immediately, once you become nature, once you're visualizing becoming that tree, there's nothing else but wind, but sun, but maybe experiencing the beings that are landing on your branches, the wind flowing through your leaves, the nutrition you're drinking out of the earth. And I want you to feel the kind of nowness, the happiness, the beingness of this tree. And I want you to drink this essence in as if you are the tree. There's great messages that we can learn from nature. And in this time, it's so important to keep connecting with nature. If anything can calm our senses now, bring us peace, it's nature. Whether you walk on the beach or are outside in the park, those are the things that your body just automatically takes in as a battery. It charges immediately and it's there for free. But if you can't go outside or you have to work a lot, even thinking of nature in a minute will charge you, because your mind knows and remembers what nature does. And I want you to now again become that tree, feel that tree, and feel, I know it's going to sound silly, but ask this tree for a message, just the first word or feeling that comes up. And drink that message in, because there is ancient wisdom in nature. Now, feeling these elements of earth, I want you to dig in those roots into the earth and drink in even all the crystalline energy and all the mineral energy. Drink it into your tree. Feel it go into your body. Feel it go into every cell and feel how easily you replenish yourself with calmness, with nutrition, with love. Now, this is the earth energy. So now we have really solidified ourselves and grounded ourselves in this deep way. We're going to do a little bit of cleansing. So because there is a lot of stress around at the moment and worries, and there's a lot of insecurity at the moment, I'd love to use the element of fire today. So if you've worked with me with the dragons, you can now open up your fire dragon. Your fire dragon always comes from your pubic bone. But if you haven't worked with it, just use the element of fire. Immediately the fire will start from your pubic bone, your first chakra, where your tailbone is as well. And from that part, you can feel the fire go up, up, up along your spinal column. It's opening up your chakras even more. It's the Kundalini energy. Very slowly, the Kundalini energy is opening up those chakras and opening up your vertebrae. And the fire is getting hotter and hotter. You are in charge of how hot the frequency is. The higher the frequency, the more cleansing it will be. The flames are going from red flames, blue flames, white flames, very hot. You bring it up, 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 and the moment it goes along the top part where your throat is, immediately you feel a fiery cross symbol merge with yours. You feel immediately that a fiery cross symbol becomes your cross symbol, having your back, cleansing you, strengthening you, energizing you. You feel now the skull of this beautiful either dragon or angel or fire energy now merge with yours. It's fire everywhere, fire in your sinuses, in your eyes, strong jaw, beautiful fire into your throat, releasing any fears, any stress, any fears of speaking up. Feel your brain completely relaxing. Let the fire just surge through your brain and feel immediately that every muscle, every nerve, every cell starts to calm down and relax. Just feel that the fire is surging through there happily and that your brain loves it, because whilst the fire is surging through there, it can finally let go. There's nothing more transforming than fire. It will just burn whatever doesn't serve your body. And then it flows through into your lungs, deep grief. If you've felt grief, whether it's mass consciousness, you've picked it up in the world, whether it's from your family or whether it's in yourself, just let it surge through your lungs. Clean your lungs. And not only does it release you of emotions, it really releases you of anything in there. So it will release you of any bacteria, viruses, fungus, whatever is there. It will just cleanse it, detoxify it. It will go deeply to the back, to the front. And I've always been taught that the front of your lungs is your physical lungs, the back of your lungs is your karmic lungs. This is what has an ancient history, something you might have picked up from other lives if you believe in it. But it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. What is important is that once you think of that fire cleansing your lungs are happy to let go. Because whatever you think of, your body will do for you. You let it go deeply, surge through your esophagus, protecting you, cleansing you from any viruses that might be around. You know now that you can build your own immune system. That's what the fire does as well. Building your energy levels, building your immune system. It goes deeply into your heart now. Any aches, pains, anything in the way of your beautiful, healthy, and happy thoughts, you now, or even feelings, you clean it out. Front of your heart, back of your heart. And I like smiles. I think I've told you before, but if you put a smile on your face, your brain thinks you're happy. So even if you feel really shit, it helps to put a smile on your face. And I would highly recommend to keep watching comedies and funny movies, even animal movies or baby movies, because it's so important in this time that your body believes that you're happy. So we're going to put a huge smile in your mind, in your skull, in your brains, a big smile in your throat, big, big smile in your heart. I like that one in my heart, because the moment you put a smile in your heart, you open up to healing even more. Two big smiles in your lungs. And then the fire is surging further. You feel it still surge through your heart and your lungs, and now it's descending into your stomach, releasing any worries. The solar plexus is where we tend to keep most emotions, especially tension, stress, anxiety. So let it go deeply into your stomach, into your liver and your spleen, into your pancreas, your gallbladder. Even if you have no idea where they are, believe me, the fire will know. Into your kidneys even. Just feel it go into all those organs, just cleansing you. Now, whilst you feel that fire just surging through, It helps to keep your fingertips open as well. You can even touch your fingertips slightly, because when you touch them, then it's easier for them to start tingling. And when they tingle, it means that they're releasing. You're teaching the body how to release instead of contract. So whatever doesn't serve your body, you're just pushing it out of those fingertips. It's the searching through your belly now. Anything that you're holding on to, let it go. It's a great, great thing to do in this time. Every time you feel stressed, you say, I acknowledge you, I see you. And in doing that, you can then say, you're safe, you can go now. Everything will be well. You can feel it go deeply into your groins and your hips, deeply into your upper legs, your knees, your calves, your ankles. You feel the fire surge through your bones, your muscles, and any stiffness, any aches, any pains, just let it go. You just surrender to the fire. The fire just knows what to do. Fall into the fire. It's surging through you now, and you can literally tell the fire, whatever doesn't serve my body, I'm letting it go now. And your body will happily do that for you. Now, surrendering to this fire, I want to amp it up a little bit more, just as a last bit. So let's say you would have a remote control. I want you to bring the fire up a notch. Let's say check on the remote control how high the frequency of your fire is right now, between 0 and 10. So say it would be on a 6, amp it up to a 10 and see if you can just bring that frequency higher. It starts burning more, it starts to get hotter. I'm sorry, ladies, if you have menopause, you kind of need to strip a bit there. But it's really very cleansing. And then when you amp it up like that, it's such a high frequency that no frequency can last. You're out frequency, a lower frequency right now, putting big smiles in all the parts of your body that you can think of. And now you've done that. Now the body is all worked up, all high, all in this beautiful high releasing energy, because that's what we're doing with the fire. I want you to now feel from above this amazing high frequency waterfall comes pouring down, calming the body down again, flushing away all the little residues that have now come to the surface, all the last little bits, whether it's toxins, whether it's emotions, maybe even other people's thoughts, it doesn't matter. You just let it go. So you feel the waterfall go deeply into your brain and your mind. And you feel almost like the muscle of your mind is just letting go. It's like it's melting away. You feel it go deeply into your sinuses, your throat, and it flushes through with very high light frequency, but very powerful flush of the water going through your lungs, your tummy, your hips, your legs, out your fingertips, your arms. And again, what doesn't serve your body, you just let it go. Take a deep breath in of that high frequency water, crystalline water, I would say, and out whatever doesn't serve your body. You can feel the body starts to relax even more now. The word peace comes in now. Now, having felt the fire, the earth, and the water, I'd like to add one more element, and that's air. And it's a really funny visual that I have. I would like for you to, in front of you, almost see a bigger, whether it is an angel, a guide, a might even be a giant, but someone that blows the wind to you, but meant with the highest level of love. And the moment this being, might even just be a storm if you don't believe in that and you find that too fluffy, but whatever is in front of you, it blows the wind from front to back, and you feel that wind blow through you. You can feel whatever last bit was trying to hold on, just whew, it it's being blown out of your body to the back, and immediately it flies away out of your body. Now, once you've felt that wind blow through you, you can use the wind a little bit more creatively, like a tornado. You can now use the wind swirling through your body, not only releasing, because the fire did most of that, but also energizing you. Feel the wind stirring up your organs, blowing through your organs, awakening them, especially your kidneys, your liver, and your spleen. Feel the wind blow through your kidneys. Feel them release the last bits of fear and then pump them up with energy, because kidney energy, when that's low, we are often exhausted or tired or lethargic. So I want you to now pump and swirl that energy through your kidneys. Feel your kidneys start to strengthen in energy. And put big smiles in those kidneys. Feel as if your kidneys are your children, and they love drinking in this energy, this stirring energy into them. Beautiful. Now, having worked with the wind, with the fire, with the water, and the earth energy of the tree, which of the four elements was your favorite? I want you to again feel all four elements and pick one to feel one more time. Step in that last element, just the first one that comes to mind. Experience that element, a particular element, one more time, because that's the element that you can use for the next week. So I want you to really feel that element deeply into your body. And I want you to again ask, what is the message of this certain element for you? Beautiful. Now what we're doing is what I've always done before as well. I'd like for you to experience again, to bring you to a different frequency. I know we've worked with Nepal last time. Today I feel like going back to the Glasshouse Mountains here in Australia, where I live very close by. It's a beautiful, very high frequency. You don't have to know what it looks like or where it's based. I'm just going to tell you to think of Glasshouse Mountains in your mind. We'll know exactly where to go. I will describe it for you though. It's a very beautiful place with green grass and different shaped mountains. You're going to sit in the middle, and all the mountains are very potent in energy, very, very potent in healing, grounding, and supportive energy. I want you to really feel all those mountains support you and have your back, being around you. And we're sitting there in a circle with all of us. And today we are with at least about 35 or 40 people. So I want you to just think of being in that circle with all of us, sitting there together and feeling that power of this group immediately already in this very high frequency, drawing from the earth. So dig in your cross symbol or your till if you've worked with the dragons with me. Just really dig it in, and like a straw, just drink in that energy from that particular spot on the planet, because it's a very high frequency, and the people that have been lucky enough to see it know that it's very potent. It's very energetic. You only have to think of a spot. I'll tell you, you can get your atlas out, your world map, and you can think of a spot, Google it, and then just travel in, and you can drink in that frequency and you will feel it. Or go back to a holiday where you really felt good, and you will know that you just tap into that frequency. And that's what you're doing now. We have always access to this kind of energy. So now, being here together in this frequency, in this very high, beautiful energy, today I felt that the theme was also to bring in stepping into your own power, stepping into your own sense of self, stepping into your own balance. Now, stepping into your own power, you can pick either we're going to open up a silver color, either we're going to pick up a golden color. So whenever you're ready, we're going to open up either the silver or the golden dragon slash angel slash color, whatever comes for you. Immediately you feel the cross symbol of your body opening up and feeling that very strong color. You feel immediately that silver gold energy is merging with your skull, your arms, your legs. And I can see that now even children are joining the meditation, which I love. So that's beautiful. So you can now just really feel that energy go deeply into your bones, into your legs, into your hands, and big wings opening up. I love the wings. The wings will give you freedom, will give you energy, expansion. Now feel that this energy is an incredibly powerful high energy. Gold or silver are both incredibly powerful. I want you to feel that once you feel that energy around you and within you, this is about stepping into your own power, into your own balance. Now ask this frequency, ask, what can I do right now to step in my power? And that can be something like, when you're home with your children, I'm stepping into being more in the now with my kids. It can be, I have less work at the moment. I have to create a different avenue for my work. What opportunities do you have now that you would have never otherwise had? How can you step up within yourself and let this energy help you with insight? So I want you to merge your heart with this golden or silver energy with a big smile and ask, and it could be very simple, it could be connecting with nature. Everybody will have a different form of connection for stepping into that power. So I want you to really feel it, fall into that energy and let it come up with you within your heart. You can even put your hand on your heart. What can you do right now within your own life to step into your own power? What is your message for this moment? And listen, receive. Now drink that message into your body and see that you're already doing that. You're already in that power. You're enjoying it as if you're already doing it. And it feels so good. Now feel how active and focused you feel. Even if this is a message that wasn't necessarily about that, I want you to just kind of open your brain like a flower, put a flower in your brain while you're feeling this importance of this message. Even if you didn't get a message, just open up your mind and just feel and visualize, what is it that you would like to do for next week? So if you have been lethargic or tired, just feel that all of a sudden with this energy connecting with this high frequency, we've now aligned our energy and we're back into our own power, into our own energy right now, into everything and anything that you want to do. And to amp the energy even higher, this is a great moment. I will do that every meditation, is gratitude. So I want you to think, instead of what you don't have in this moment, I want you to think of everything that you do have. I want you to, with everything that you think of, for example, if you think of children and you're really happy with your children, you love them very much, I want you to feel it in every cell of your body. I want you to feel in your heart how grateful you are, whether it's a pet, whether it's the nature that you're surrounded with, friends, whether it's your job that you still have, or whether it's new work avenues that will come your way now, your partner, anything and everything that comes your way right now that you think, yes, I'm so incredibly lucky and grateful for that. And I want you to drink that in. There's no higher frequency than gratitude, because it calls in abundance. Gratitude is a door open to more. So if you do anything, drink in that gratitude in every part of your body. Feel, for a lot of people, it's easy to get the gratitude into your heart, but see if you can put some gratitude into your mind as well to calm your mind. Put some gratitude in your body. Your body who has been working so hard for you. And feel that all that gratitude is going deeply in every cell, like love, 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 love. Thank you. Feel the gratitude, and it immediately when you do that, thank you lungs, thank you heart, thank you tummy, thank you arms, legs, whatever, muscles, bones, thank you. Everything in your body is collaborating with you to get for you the best possible result. And whatever you tell it, it will do for you. It's as if it is your child. Now, feeling this gratitude, what color has gratitude for you today? I'd like for you to feel that. It will change per day. But what color has gratitude for you today? I want you to drink that in, soak that in. Like a sponge. Okay, now we're going to shift colors. This is nice. I want you to pick a color for peace. A color for peace, and immediately the first color that comes up, I want you to now embody that peace feeling. Just drink that color in, let it spread from your heart into your lungs, into your legs, into your tummy, your head, your arms. Just feel the peace now. Feel it go deeply in every core of your being. And feel how different this color feels from gratitude. Just as lovely, maybe a little bit more what you need or less what you need. But feel that peace just envelop you. Fall into that word, into that color of peace. Become peace. Now, drinking in the color of peace, we're going on to the color of love. First color for love. And then drink that in as well. From your heart, it starts to spread immediately. It goes deeply into your lungs, your body, your hands, and you just fall into that color of love. Drink it in. And I want you to expand the color of love. The color of love we're going to expand. Expand it to the people that you love. Feel that you're radiating it out like a sun, even if it's pink or a different color. Just radiate it out. Envelop them in your love. Because if there's anything you can do right now, and I keep saying this in all my meditations, if you bring your frequency to a high one, which definitely is love and peace and gratitude, immediately your surroundings will feel it. And spiritually, energetically, they have found out that one person can touch 1,000 persons around them. So how amazing is it is that you up your frequency and you spread this feeling of love immediately, all these beings and people around you will benefit from it. So I want you to now feel love, 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 love. Just radiate it out. Love bomb. See, who could you bomb? Where could you put a little bomb of love in? Where do you feel that you want to put a love bomb? Is there maybe a person that you really, really think needs it? Drop a little love bomb in their house or in their body. You're not doing anything personally. You're just letting the love bomb explode in their lives. I feel immediately how their energy shifts as well. You're not responsible for them. They can either take the gift or not. That's up to them. But you just gave it to them. Now we go back into our bodies and you go to the last feeling that we're going to experience, which is pure joy. I want you to feel the color of joy. What is that color? And I want you to radiate it out immediately. It goes deeply into your lungs, your heart, your body. Joy, joy, joy. You feel happy and joy. And you feel it flood your body. It's like endorphins. Happy, happy, happy. Joy, joy, joy. You can feel it flood you. All big smiles in your body. And what really helps with joyfulness is dance. Just visualize dancing. Visualize moving. Just really feel that joyful feeling in every core of your being. And this is where I would like for you to bring in your inner child. If there's anything you can do for yourself in these times, always connect with your inner child. Dance with your inner child. Cuddle with her or him. Play. Look, what age is your inner child today? Is it 4? Is it 6? Is it 10? Is it 1? Is it a baby? Just really connect with that inner child. And be happy together. What does your inner child need today to be happy? Put it on your lap and whisper in its ears and say, I'm here for you. What do you need? How can you play together? How can you connect? What does it need from you? What really helps is to lift the child up, make it laugh. If it's not happy, if it's sad, just give it all the cuddles and love that it needs. And just bring it deeply into your heart and tell your child, I'll be back. We'll do this every day for a little while until you're happy again. But if it is happy and if it's playful, then go crazy, make cartwheels fly. I don't care what you do. Children love to do that. And the moment you play with your child and you go crazy in your visualization, it will be felt in your body, because everybody loves to be a child, or at least to be remembered of being a child. Now I want you to feel that child deeply within you. Bring it into your heart. Feel now within yourself that security within you, the safety. Tell your child it's always safe with you. Whatever is happening in the world, you've got your child's back. It's very safe. I want you to scan your body now, because you'll know exactly if you scan if your body is happy everywhere now, if we have brought it to that very high frequency now where it's all bubbly and happy, or if there's still a tiny little bit there that needs some healing. So just give it a little scan. If there's one hot spot or one point that comes out, I want you to look at it, and I want you to just ask, or just be conscious of it, or even put your hand on it, whether it's your big toe or your tummy or your head. And you ask this part of yourself, what is it that you need? What are you? It might be an emotion, it might be stress, it might be something. And immediately I want you to hold this part of you, and I want you to give it exactly what it needs. It will know it. That's the nice thing when you go in. Your body is infinitely wise. It will know what you need. So whether it's fear or stress or pain, you just ask it, what do you need? And it will tell you, I need peace. I need a cuddle. I need love. I need to relax. I need focus. I need joy. And you pick a color for that one thing that it needs, and you just drench it in there, and you embrace that part of yourself. You completely allow it to be there. And the moment you allow a feeling like that, whatever it was, to be there, it starts to transcend already. Immediately it transcends to this higher frequency with a big smile. And if it needs a little bit more time to transcend, it will do it later. You can always listen to it again and take a bit more time. So feel this part of your body and ask, is there anything else that this part needs? Is there anything you can do that you haven't been doing that will help this part release? It might be a vitamin, it might be do less, it might be do more. Just talk to your body and it will tell you. And if it doesn't tell you, it doesn't matter. You can do it later when you are with more time and by yourself. Now feel your peace, feel your joy, feel your love within your body. Feel the alignment and visualize being in that beautiful place in the Glasshouse Mountains. Being in the Glasshouse Mountains now. And dig in that cross symbol into the earth there and feel the healing energy there and feel that we are in a circle. And I want you to spread out wings as if you have wings, spread them out and touch each other's wings. Feel the circle now immediately go to an even higher frequency. Lift up your energy, lift up who you really are. Beautiful. Now what I'd like for you to do is now feeling this energy one more time. So kind of this beautiful energy. Some people said, I want to feel lighter. So I want you to feel now that this whole frequency is going to make you feel lighter. If there was any dark spot within your body or in your mind or you felt a bit heavy, I want you to immediately switch on the light and literally feel your body getting lighter right now. Feel your whole body just now up a frequency. If you think up frequency, like with that remote control that I gave you, immediately it will do it for you. It will just shift that energy up. And the moment you do it, this is a choice you have. In every moment of the day, you have a choice. You can choose to feel lethargic or tired. And I have to say, I've been lethargic. And for 3 days, I just stayed in it. And then I thought, okay, enough. Now I'm done with it. And I'll tell you, I did one nature walk and it was shifted in a second. And I thought, oh yeah, I could have done that 3 days ago. And that's what our ego makes us forget, that we can easily do that. So make a shift, make a lift, flick on that light switch in yourself and say, I choose love. I choose happiness. I choose in this time to pick whatever adventure I can get from this. And also, you know, write down a list before you go to bed of the things that you're worried about so that it's out of your system. And then write out the things that you would like to do. Even if it's small ones, even if it's one wish, it helps. It really helps. So the last thing we will do is I want you to feel that powerful energy we worked with, silver or gold. And I'd like for you to really step into that energy one more time, opening up that angel dragon energy of silver or gold, really, really feeling it in your bones. That's the strength of your structure. Feel it deeply into your bones, into your energy. If you could do one thing next week to step into that power, one thing that you think, oh, if I've done that, I will feel really good about myself, what would it be? And then drink in that color one more time. Deep, deep, deep. Drinking in the color of that silver or gold, but also of all the colors that you've just taken in, of all those words. You just feel now that you're almost like a rainbow. You've taken in all those colors. And now I want to end this meditation with thinking of a nature spot that fits your frequency. So now we're sitting in a circle. You can now think of a place, whether it exists or not. Just think of a place that feels powerful for you, whether it is rainforest or lush green grass with butterflies and birds or a beach or a desert or mountains. Just pick one spot on this planet with, you know, either you've been there or just a spot that you've always wanted to go. I want you to just now go there with your energy. I want you to sit there or walk there and then just become one with that picture in your head. I want you to sit there, maybe on the floor. If it's the sea, you're swimming in the sea, but wherever you are, I want you to drink in the essence of that nature spot in every core of your being. Feel the power of that nature spot, nourishing you, strengthening you, energizing you. Why did you pick this spot? What is this spot giving you right now? Because you can always go back to this spot. That's the thing that we forget, is we have an immense power to just tap into these sources in a second, and it will charge us in a minute. And I want you to just know that right now in this spot, I want you to drink in every essence of who you are, this spot, and you tell your body, program this. Every breath you take here, you can feel the air, you can feel the freshness of the place where you're at. It's healthy on all levels. The earth, the ground is healthy, the air is healthy, the trees or the beach or the sand or the mountains, there's always a power force there that you're drawing your energy from. And I want you to drink that in. Do you remember how we did that with the fire? When you had a remote control from 0 to 10. I want you to drink it and see how much have you been drinking in from this nature spot. And whether you're on a 4 or 6, I want you to really amp it up to a 10. Just max it out, max your body out. This is nutrition. This is balance, this is healing. There's nothing more balancing for your chakras than nature. Drink it in deep, 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 deep. And then you thank nature. And you thank all the energies we work with and your own body, your beautiful body. And yeah, you feel that you're being drawn back to your own body. You feel your own energy now back into your own cross symbol in your own body. You feel it slam back. You feel it in your room. You feel your legs on the floor, on your bed. You feel your arms, your legs, your whole body is in a physical presence again, back into reality, back into life. And I really hope that you feel all those things that you asked me. I hope you feel gratitude, serenity, security, peace, lighter, joyful, focus, more clarity, less stress.